Blog Talk Radio. Sweet sounds of the 60s.
Since I Fell for You by Gary Wimmer. Hi, everyone. This is Psyche Jethro. I hope you're having a great day today. We're going to have some fun. We're going to go a little wild here at 516-453-6081. There's where you get those readings. There's where you get those prizes. There where you get that fun. Come on in. I'm not the only one because I have a wonderful guest, a special star today that's going to be here. And for those of you who have listened to the show, remember her as the lady who really likes to laugh and have fun. We have one of our phenomenal light spiritual individuals, and I feel those of you who are calling in today are going to be able to have that time with us, so hang on those phones to get it. Today we have the wonderful Rochelle with Evans. How are you doing, Rochelle?
I'm doing great, Jethro. How are you?
Enjoying this lovely weather, out helping people, and I was so grateful. Thank you. I know with your busy schedule, taking time to be here. Rochelle's one of our light workers who's out helping. She's in the trenches. She's not only as a light worker out with churches, facilities, working. She's our busy bee girl who's just very much helping all the people. And I just love that you took time today to help some clients here on Psyche's Gone Wild, Rochelle. I have a couple of emails, and we have a lot of phones, so you guys get ready to go wild. We will give you just a few minutes. So remember, the key to this is we are giving you that few question, yes or no, or working with you in that few minutes. Me and Rochelle will do that to get the limited people we have. It's only a half an hour show right now due to other things that are going on with technical. So definitely get in, get a piece, and then go to the psychicjethro.com, fill out your questions, put in your stuff. We will be giving away those prizes again. I know some of you have contacted me. Make sure you send to the email of jethrohelps@gmail.com. That's jethrohelps @gmail.com. I did have some people tell me that there is other websites out there. Our website is psychicjethro.com. So there may be a little bit of confusion for those of you listening to Psychic Radio. But if you contact me at psychicjethro.com, it will go through. You can leave a message or anything there for me and Rochelle. Rochelle, I have a question for you. I have dealt with a lot of individuals, Rochelle, through the years, and I have a very strong opinion of what my relationship should be. The problem I'm having is my mom is on the other side. My mom told me 8 years ago when she passed away that I would have that true love. And since then, I have met a couple of gentlemen. Now, this is where it gets a little bit psychic and I have to talk to someone. My mother has spilt wine on people. She has pushed a man over into my rose bush one night and almost caused him a concussion. He had a very bad knot on the head. Now, I know you'll understand this as a psychic. How do I get my mom to let me have one of these guys to keep and have her quit beating up my dating boyfriends?
Well, you know, it sounds like that your mom is, first of all, very protective of you. And, you know, she's just looking over you, and she may feel a different way than you. So what I would suggest to you is just to, you know, go ahead and talk to your mom and let her know how you feel, how you truly feel. And she may have some questions for you, that knowing who you are really as her child and just looking forward to, she wants the best for you. That's what she really wants. She wants the best for you. So she has her own opinions too, and what she feels as being a mother. So just go along with the flow of it and just work with her. See if there's a way you can work with her. You know your mom.
Right, and I love you. I will be able to get on the show later, Jethro. Right now I'm working, and so I'm listening to you on my phone. My boss doesn't know. Gotta go. Okay. Well, we get, don't get in trouble, girl. But we are wild, and you seem wild, too. And we want to thank you out there in Oakland. We know you're listening, and we love you for listening in to us. This is Keisha, Jethro, and I'm writing you from Oklahoma. I have to ask your psychic tonight another personal girl question here. I have accidentally fallen in love with someone. I didn't mean for it to happen, but every time I try to get around him, I get breathless. I have been talking to him for only a short couple months. Then I found out that he is into this. So I'm listening today to get some advice. How do I find out how to get my psychic man to realize that I am trying to be more than friends, but every time we get together, things start happening really silly, and we just laugh and never really talk. Keisha, I know that you'll understand me, and I am asking you, as Keisha, your friend, how can she do this, Rochelle?
Hi, Keisha. Glad to hear from you. You know, one of the things that you could do is just be yourself. Just be you. I mean, you have this moment to really enjoy him. And while you're enjoying him, you know, just let him know really how you feel about him. And be honest and let him know. And then, you know, with that, he can take it from there. But he knows you, I'm sure, because he's already enjoying you. So just take it one step further.
Thank you, Rochelle. We're going here. Now they got a question for Jethro. I'm wanting to write you, Jethro. I have learned a lot of things the last couple of years, and I was very impressed when I saw that you had worked in Manitou Springs and Colorado Springs. You see, I live over here in Denver. I have a friend of mine who's very psychic, and we go to these events. Jethro, I must ask you one of these questions that I know you probably hear a lot, but I want to know, how do I get to the right psychic, and how do I find that psychic? I love that, and that's a good question, Leah. Leah, what you need to do is you need to go in the room and be relaxed, feel the energy. Don't just run in and grab a psychic. You're correct. You need to feel that energy. Watch and listen. One of the beautiful things about the area you're in is that you have 200 psychics working those places and those fairs. So when you're going in there, you want to take that time, feel the energy, and then you'll see, is this person... You know, my name is Jethro, but I'm not a calm person. People hear my voice and they go, oh my gosh, this guy is a very fast talker. So for someone who's a little casual, I'm probably a little quick and they have to tape it. So you want to make sure that you feel that resonation. Just walk around. You don't want to get in their space. That's another thing that I can tell you. You know, you want to stay outside of that where the people are reading. You just want to put your energy feeling light, sending light towards them. And you'll feel that this person is the message for me. Know that you're only going to get so many minutes. It's like from all the years of working in Colorado, you're going to get 10 actual minutes. So you get to sit down, get ready, and go. And those individuals you see there, those people that are working the psychic shows, they're going to be moving you along. So you've got to have yourself there. Let the psychic take that minute and get from them. You want to relax, because when you come up to a psychic, you want to be able to listen to the message. If you're nervous and you're wound and you've got all these questions, and you want to relax, and then at the last make sure, okay, I'm going to get in a couple of questions. It's there to do a couple of questions. It's not set up to do a full reading. From that, get their card, get their name. Remember, that's the psychic I'll get with later, because that psychic's there promoting their business, and they're wanting to give you that quick, fast, so you know. If the person tells you things that are totally different and off, then you have gotten, you didn't relax, and you didn't get that person. If you just do the talking, then you're actually getting counseling and you didn't get that person. You want a psychic to tell you what they've got. And usually, because of the limited time, you want to do like we're doing here on the show today. We do times. For those of you who haven't had a reading, I've done this over 30 years, go to www.psychicjethro.com, and I take that time. I only do right now 30 and an hour minutes. If you've got a quick yes and no, you can get in with people who do. But most of the people, what I do is that you need that time to really get in. Just when it's getting good and the psychic's picking up, there's a person coming, this person's here, his initials, his things, or he's working here, your job. And then the time's up, unfairly, the person behind's waiting and they start doing their guides start coming in. So you want it to schedule that time. I hope that helped you, Leah, and it's good to see you on here. And I do remember you. I was at a psychic party quite a few years back in Colorado Springs, and I'm looking forward to working with you guys again. contact me. You never know where Jethro will fly. So here we go. We're on live. 805, how are you today?
Oh, hi, Jethro. This is Donna. How are you?
Donna, I love you, and we owe you some prizes. I know that we've been through it, and I was so glad that you called, because I've been praying to let you know that we're there. We're just a little delayed on things that were sent out.
Oh,
some of
that's fine, Jethro. Very generous and nice of you to offer presents. Thank you so much.
We love you, Donna, and you get the lovely day with Rochelle. This is two lovely ladies together. What question do you have for Rochelle today?
Yeah, about 7 months ago, you know, I meditate every morning, and I've been asking the universe to bring in a partner and also more abundance so I can go traveling and, you know, have some nice things. And on one of my meditations asking for this, I got a message that said it's coming soon, but this was 7 months ago. And then yesterday morning, my mother, who's on the other side, I heard her voice say, "I'm going to help you." So, you know anything about these two things? And
I do feel that, Rochelle. I feel that your mother is telling you she is going to help her, Rochelle, with here and I.
Yes, definitely. You know, it sounds like actually she's one of your guardian angel spirit guides, and that's a blessing all by itself. That's awesome to still be able to support you. So that's great. I see really good things coming with that, with the support of her and what your desires really are. So, you know, go for it. Go ahead.
Yeah, so do you see the partner coming in and then more finances?
Yes.
You know, because I got those messages.
Yes. I actually see where you're going to be really at a place of comfort with your finances, because it feels like that it's been kind of like a challenge at times for you and for a little while now, and you've done a lot, and you know, you've helped a lot. I feel like you really helped a lot, and so you know, now it's your time, and you're going to definitely get that support and that, and you're going to be happy with it. Yes.
Oh, good. Okay, wonderful. Well, I'm excited about that.
We love it. We put prayers for you, Donna. We got to get that out to you, and we welcome you calling in and pray. And I feel that this blessing with this thing's starting to even out. Thank you for being one of our listeners. We love you so much.
Oh, thank you. I love you too.
Have a great day. We're going on. We've got other people here. Jethro, I've got an email for you, and I want you to know this is very difficult to talk about, and please don't laugh too hard. My daughter is telling me that she went to a Reiki session, and she now is pregnant. I have been talking to her. You see, my daughter is 19, and she just broke up in a relationship with someone who was maybe, let's say, not good to her. What I have really decided to handle is I want you to say over the radio show, did her Reiki make her pregnant? No. Reiki is a light energy, and it's an energy field. If his name was Reiki, he might have made her pregnant, but there's no sexual anything there with it. This is a healing, elderly, ancient work that is there, and actually it can be done through the telephone and things. So I do think you need to really sit down with her and figure out what's going, and I know that your mom's saying you're listening. Well, you're here listening to me. You need to talk with mom. Maybe it could have been from the gentleman before or something that's happened, but tell your mom the truth. Never, you know, never disclose that. You only have one mom, and you want to be honest. My mom and me were very, very close, and I'll tell you the thing is right now, I would always tell my mom the truth. Someone is doing some kind of misrepresentation. If there was anything where this person that was doing the Reiki did anything that besides just healing energy, contact me at psychicjethro.com, and I will help you, because he should never have done anything but to be raising energy with you. And I'm sorry to hear this is happening for you in Oregon. We're going through. We've got some more for you. We're grabbing the phones, and Rochelle's on the phone, and it's happening right now. Here we go. 2, 1, 2.
Hello.
It's you. Hi. Oh, my gosh.
Hi.
It's my friend.
Hi. Hi, Jethro. How you doing?
Wonderful.
Hi, Rochelle.
How's New York?
Hi. Hi.
Hi there. It's going a little better than before. I remember the last time I talked with you, Jethro, I was kind of in a void. You remember?
Yeah.
Like I felt like I was in. So I feel a little bit out of that, and I just want to ask Rochelle,
yes.
Let's see, what Oh, God. Now my mind went blank. Oh, Jesus. okay. Do my guides feel that I'm on the right track? Am I? Is there something they need to tell me to put me on the right track if I'm not on it?
Yes, I feel like your guides do definitely have something to tell you to get you on the right track. But not only that, to keep you on the right track too, because there's some things that are really important. I feel like there's some things that you really want to accomplish and get to.
Yeah.
And knowing that, that they are there to support you 100%. And they're willing.
Right.
They're just waiting for you to, you know, ask them what it is so they can give you the information and guide you for sure, because they want to really guide you in the light. The light is really important to be in the light. So, and they're there and they're willing and they're open. Just ask and they'll answer.
All right. Okay, thank you very much.
And
you're
Brent,
welcome.
We're going to be contacting you won on the Psychic's Gone Wild, We Went to the Wolves, and we'll be contacting you with the show with Carol Cook. And thank you so much, Bryn. I hope you're
okay.
You having a good time out there with our four-legged friends still?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing okay. Yeah, thank you.
We love you, Bryn. Take care. And tell me you're okay.
Bye.
Keep us wired up to the biz so we can talk to our Bryn again, New York. We love you. We are wild, and it's Psychic Jethro going at 516-453-6081, and I brought along a friend, so let's get in. We've got more of you calling around the phone. They're ticking, and it's going a-kicking. We've got a 208 number that's spinning and going wild. 208, you're not late. How would you like to talk, 208?
Hey, my name is Alyssa from Wyoming. How are you guys?
Wonderful.
Great.
Welcome.
How are you?
You.
Sorry, guys, we're talking over each other.
We're hyper. We're happy kids.
That's awesome. So I'm not sure if you can answer this question. It is somewhat legal. I have my disability hearing coming up on the 10th of this month. Do you see it going in my favor for a win?
Michelle?
Is that for me? Okay, great. I see it coming, yes. I definitely see it coming, but I also see that there may be some things coming up, but you shall get it. Yes, I do see that. Yeah. It may take a little bit longer than what's expected, but, yes, definitely you shall get it.
Awesome. I'm really excited. It's been like 3 years that I've been trying to get on it.
Okay.
Not easy.
Great. Yeah,
it's definitely not easy, but we'll get through it.
And we bless you, and thank you for tuning into our show. It's good to hear from you, and I'm wishing you the best. This is Jethro and Rochelle. You've made some friends. Put in today. We're going to be giving away a free prize, and maybe you'll be the winner of. So we've got some earrings and some nice necklaces and things we're going to give away today. From
oh, awesome! Thank you so much.
Blue Moon Treasures is doing that. And they're adding those things in there for those of you that are tuned in. If you got 516-453-6081 in your phone, you can be here and not be alone. We got some other ones calling in. Jethro, I have to know. I can't get through the phone. There's a lot of people. There is. We're running through them. And I thank you for sending to psychicjethro.com. I want to talk to you right now and have been worried so seriously about it. Get on my website and do that. I unfortunately, you know, the old days where I could pick up that phone, and you guys know my phone number is from Sedona, where I read for years. I have to do this on schedule. So definitely go to psychicjethro.com. It's all there, all the scheduling, everything, and get in a time with me. It sounds like you've got some things here you said that were personal, and I see that, so I won't say it over the air. But definitely get that time with me, because there and I can talk to you over the phone and give you that individualized attention. We're here for you, and that's the thing I want to make sure. I know a lot of you have asked. I've been doing it over 30 years. I continue to do it. I'll always be a reader, so contact me. Jethro, I looked on Facebook. I love your babies. I got to tell you, the twins are adorable. They're huggable. They're adorable. And I did see something I want you to know. I feel that your children, just like your son, these grandchildren are very psychic. I have been doing this quite a few years, and I've listened to your show back in 2012 when you were down here closer to me in L.A. But what I got to tell you is I was just amazed at these two twins. I'm so grateful, Jethro, that your work will go on because I see two psychic boys there. Thank you. And my daughter-in-law is listening over here on the other side. So you heard that, honey. You know, I did tell you that little blue-eyed one's going to be very tuned, and his brother's his backup. So we love that. And Odin and Jaeger give you the blessings. They're only 4 months old, and they were preemies. And with my Reiki friends, they came through no complications, no respiratory, none of those things we don't believe in. And thank you, friends. Thank you, Anne, and other Reiki helpers. Thank you, Rochelle, for all your prayers. Rochelle, I got to ask you something. Yes. I am having a little bit of a trouble here with the fact that my boyfriend has always wanted to hang out with his friends more than he does me. We have been together for 2.5 years. I just found out yesterday that one of his friends told him that I should not be around him as much. You see, the problem is I work 40 hours and I don't get to see him much now. When he told me this, I lost my cool and I told him to go date his boyfriends. I'm hurting over this today and I realized, how can I get him to stay and realize that I only get a little bit of time with him and I want to spend time with him too? This is Tina.
Hi, Tina. You know, it's really important that your standards stay that they are. You know, it's great to have the standards that you have, and it is very important that you have that quality time with him. One of the things that I suggest that you do is to, you know, just go ahead and talk with him a little bit more about how you feel and what you're feeling around all this here. And, you know, get some feedback from him, like where's he at with this here? You know, if he can open up and tell you exactly where he's at with this and how he feels about it, then that will work a lot better, just to know where he's at. Even though he's with his friends, he still needs to communicate with you, and you both need to communicate with each other. Communication is so vital in all relationships, you know. And so be open, and I heard you about you know, you wasn't happy about it, and you said something, and, you know, I really think that's just normal to do that. I mean, we have feelings and, you know, we know what we desire and what we want, and sharing that with him and letting him know and seeing how he responds to it, and just speak to him and find out where you two can go at from there.
Oh, I love that. And thank you, Rochelle. And those of you calling in, this is Jethro and Rochelle Evans going wild. We have a lot of times told you, Jethro, and I have a lot of things to say. I love you so much in every way. I'm your friend out in Salt Lake City. You probably don't remember the night we did the ditty. I have to laugh and tell you now, I love the way you sang so sal. I am the friend that made you giggle. I'm the one that wants to say, we still love you so much in Salt Lake City. Come see us someday. Thank you. And you're talking about 18 years with a guitar and people and joking. And you, those of you don't know, as I've done some other things in my life. And thank you. I remember you, and I really have a good time. But you guys have got to learn to how to cook your breakfast. I told you, you know, it was okay, but we couldn't find a good place to eat at 3 a.m. So we want to make sure all of you that are going wild, and we welcome all of you. Contact us at Psychic Jethro's Gone Wild Room if you have a chance on Facebook, and let us know you're there. We do talk to you. Remember, this is the only way to get a free reading, so you want to get in now and catch us, because this is the only way to do it. And we got a bunch of phones. I'm grabbing the phones. Don't go away. 951, you're going to get some fun. 951.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you today?
Hi.
Good. Hi, you want
this
to
is Jethro.
It's Nathaniel calling in.
Yay, Nathaniel, one of our friends. What kind of thing you want to do for him, Rochelle? What do you feel for Nathaniel today? What's his future show?
Hi, Nathaniel.
Hello.
I feel like, you know, there are some things that you really want to do right now that may be kind of challenging for you at times, and that you may want to be on the right track with some things, which is really good, you know, because you have what it takes to do what you need to do. You really, really do. And I feel like, you know, if you can just get a little bit more in touch with you, what you really want, what you're gearing to, you can have that consistency and being focused. You can have whatever it is that you desire.
good. Two propositions coming up, Nathaniel. I feel that there's going to be something that is very much has been waiting. There's something going on with maybe because of what's happened with the corona, the things happening. There's something going on for you that's going to be a connection that will be a financial benefit of something you had worked on. Something was in the back burner, something that you've been connected to that's going to be contacting you through the computer. They're working with you, and it could be to your financial gain in October is what the guys are telling me.
Awesome.
We love you, Nathaniel. We're headed on it. Thank you for calling. Stay with us, and we will be back.
Okay, thank you both. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Love you, Nathaniel. Those are calling in. We got the thing going. We had there was a little bit of a commercial. You guys didn't hear it because we're giving you the live show, but we're having a little bit of a song. They're dancing for Rochelle. They're singing about her because they love her with our favorite sponsor. We are back to 973. Here you go, 973. It's you and me and Rochelle. Rochelle, I can't rhyme with three with Rochelle. How are you, 973?
It's so funny.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hello.
Hi. Yes, hi. This is Tina from New Jersey. Thank you for having the show today.
We love you, Tina from Jersey. Where you been?
Yes, hi. I'd like to ask about a relationship with my boyfriend, Todd.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, whatever spirit has for us. Thank you.
Sure. I feel like you and Todd are going to get ready to be able to expand more in your relationship, being able to come together more and be able to do the things that you really desire doing in your relationship and being able to build off of that. Your desires, you two, I feel like you two have a lot in common.
Yes, we do. You are 100%.
Yeah. Yes, you have a lot. Yeah, you have a lot in common. And it's going to be that commonality that's going to keep you two together, really, and be able to explore off of that. I see that someone has a lot of dreams and a few goals there, you know, and what you want to do. And then I feel like this really, do you feel really excited about this here at this time?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that is so awesome. So you and Tom, you two really look forward to what you want. Just go for it. It's like the sky is the limit for you. You know, it's like the universe is really open for you two right now. And you could just move forward to that. So I really encourage you both to go ahead and move forward with your excitement and all that you have and all that you really want to build with each other.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Tina. And have a great Psychics Go All Day. We got to run. We got 1 minute. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, my dear.
We love you, Latina. Stay with us on there. We're going to be giving away those earrings. Are going out to Amanda Pearson down in New Mexico. You won those earrings of the little wand earrings that are sterling silver. They'll be going out in the mail. And thank all of you guys that are bearing with us. The Psychics, Jethro.com is doing what we can to get you guys in. Make sure you put all your information. I have to have you put it in. I do need your snail mail. We never do anything with it but send your prizes, but that's where we send them. I want to give a wolf whistle out to Carol Cook, Jethro. I listen to the wolf shows. Wow, wow. I have to say I had a great time. Mm-hmm. This is Brad in Texas. I'll be listening to your show again. Follow the show on the right side there so the show always comes up to you. We'll be back on, and I say I will be back, Psychic Jethro, with Axel and Carl. Rochelle Evans, you have been such a great guest. You're going to have to come back. We love you so much. I hope you had a good time.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And yes, I always have a great time. It's just truly a blessing to be among the audience and being able to share and enlighten some things and give joy. Thank you.
Thank you, Rochelle. And we laugh and we've got people here writing in. They're going, Rochelle has such a beautiful voice. Please tell her that she is that person that I've always wanted to do. I will contact her. I saw her on Facebook and I'm asking my guides right now to work out with it. I'm having a little hard time, so it probably will be a couple of weeks, but when I can, I will get that different reading. This is Cheresca, and Teresa is telling me on here, go to psychicsgonewild.room. You guys were in there. That's the private room. That's where it's all happening. And make sure you get a contact at psychicjethro.com. I love you. I'll be back in 30 minutes with some more fun from Psychics Gone Wild.